This is not the sound of a new man or crispy realization. It's the sound of the unlocking and the lift away. These are the last lines in one of my favorite poems, For Emma Forever Ago. It looks at relationships, breakups, and how suffering can lead to personal growth. But this sound, this growth, is not a quick or easy thing. It's more like the slow shedding of skin. It is important, perhaps even indispensable, to human growth, and has proven to be a fountain of artistic and literary creation throughout history. This podcast is about one of those creations, Catullus's 76 poem, where the poet reflects on his failing relationships with lovers and friends, and begins this unlocking process by analyzing his own grief. This suffering is so great that he must resort to asking the gods for help. The poem itself stands out among Catullus's other work because it is entirely self-reflective. Similar to poem 8, it is one of the few places where the poet drops his usual persona for a more sincere one. The first 8 lines focus on Catullus's belief about how the world should work, where he argues that if a person does good deeds and is pium, is loyal to friends and obligations, then that person should be able to enjoy that warm, tingly feeling you feel when you do good things for others. This, he emphasizes, should be true for everyone, and he stresses this by repeating hominus, or person, several times in the first few lines. Then Catullus goes on to explain how the world, mainly his world, actually works, where all good things he says and does are wasted on an ingrata mente, on an ungrateful mind. This probably refers to his extramarital affair with Lesbia, but I think it also hints at some of his struggling friendships, like with Rufus. So why, then, is he so loyal to these people if, as Bob Dylan puts it, they kinda just wasted his precious time? Well, he tells us in line 13, and try to pay attention to the 2 slurred words, or elisions. Difficile est longum subito deponere amorem. It is difficult to get over a long love. There's a nice ring to it, and the 2 elisions, at the beginning and at the end of the line, rhythmically balance and boost the line's power. He goes on to tell himself that getting over this long love is the only cure for his ailment. He ends this thought on line 15 with a long, drawn-out word perwincendum. You must achieve this, which adds a final oomph to the message and really hits at the heart. He then, somewhat ironically, calls upon the gods to cure him of this obsession, which is a pestem perniciemque, a plague and a ruin on him. The prayer is also a sort of logical argument for why Catullus deserves to be helped. He uses the logical structure, if the gods have mercy, and if he has lived a generally pious life, then he deserves their mercy, to help rationalize his situation. This structure, paired with the dramatic disease imagery, really helps us understand the poet's deep-seated conflict. The image of sickness, which we can associate with Catullus's obsessive loyalty and his passionate love, is a common motif in many Roman literary traditions. It mostly occurs in tragic epics, which we would find in the works of Homer and Ovid. With this in mind, we can view the words such as torpor, paralyzing, and artus, limb, as not simply referring to a physical ailment, but also a spiritual sickness. This is what Catullus wants cured, a sickness of the soul. It's the same type of sickness which Plato warns us about in the Republic, which results from living with these uncontrolled passions. Poem 76 presents us with an exhausted and desperate man as he begins to hear those sounds of change and growth. A man whose blunt sincerity is something I find extremely refreshing. And if anything is convincing here, it is the speaker's desire for peace and his awareness of his inability to achieve it. Now, here is my translation of Poem 76. What pleasure people take from past good deeds, contracts kept and oaths honored. With all my actions, I stand happy. I may have wept all this time over unhappy love, but there's much more to life. I may live long years. It's known before the gods above I've injured no one and done nothing wrong. I trusted her, and she betrayed me. That has wounded me near death. And I've had enough. I need to change my heart. The griefs that sat there crushing me must go. It may be tough to lay aside long love. It has to be. I have to do it. It's my only chance to regain health, to keep my sanity. I have to end this romance. Whether or not I can, I need your aid, gods. If you ever help men at death's door, pity me now. I'm desperate, afraid of what this love will do. I have no more to say then. I've been good. It is unkind that I feel love that's turned to disease, that paralyzes limbs, that eats my mind. Oh gods, have mercy. Now here's the passage in Latin. Sicqua recordanti benefacta priora voluptas est homini, cum se cogitat esse pium, nec sanctum violasse fidem, nec foedre in ullo divuad falendos num in abuso homines, morta parata manent in langae tate catulle, ex hoc ingratio gaudi amore tibi, nam quae cumque homines bene qui quam aut dicere passunt, aut facere. Haec a te dictaque factaque sunt. Omnia quae ingrate perierunt creditamenti, quare jam te cor amplius excrucies, quin tu animo firmas, at quest inteque reducis, et dis in vitis desinis esse miser? Difficile est longum subito deponere amorem. Difficile est verum hoc qua lubet efficias. Una salus haec est. Hoc est tibi pervincendum. Hoc facia sive id non pote sive pot. O di, si vestru es miserere aut, si quibus quam extremam jam ipsa in mortre tulistis opem. Me miseru aspicite, et si vitam puriter egi erpite hanc pestem perniciemque mihi. Quae mihi sorrepens imus ut turbor in artus, expulit ex omni pectore laetitias. Non jam illud quaero, contra ut me diligat illa, aut quod non potest est. Esse purga velit, ipse lare optet, taitrum hunc deponere morbum. O di, redite mi hoc pro pietate mea.